I'm Sasha Jackson.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey.
Oh, and I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
This is Tourism Media Mayhem, and we are the podcast attempting to grow the garden that is ad buying in the media world for tourism.
Oh, you gotta water it.
Gotta water it.
Gotta fertilize it.
Yes. That.
Yeah.
That's I know.
I'm not good at growing things.
We're going to help your ad buys grow to be successful, like plants.
Cool. I like it.
Well, today...
Maybe not.
We are talking about OTT. What does it stand for, Josh?
OTT.
Over the top.
Oh, it stands for over the top.
Over the top.
What is that? Okay. Well, we'll get into what that means, right?
We'll get into what that means. So we'll talk about what OTT is and how you could be using it for your destination.
Because it's so hot right now.
That's right. Name that movie, OTT, so hot right now.
Was that Zoolander?
You got it. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
I never doubted you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, OTT, help. What is it?
New TV kid on the block. Not horribly new, but new to a lot of people. What it is TV streamed through an internet connection, simply put. It's really just streaming TV. And OTT is kind of, it's the name that encompasses everything, right? There are a lot of different types of streaming TV.
Yes, there is. So why is it called over the top? That sounds ridiculous.
Yes, it is. It is a really strange name. I get asked that question a lot. Like, what does OTT stand for? And it's really just a content provider going over the top of an existing internet service. So it's just, it's like how the TV's delivered to you, right? It's just a little bit different than other, like, broadcast and cable.
Cool. Okay. So wait, question. If this is on the internet, why do you execute on it and not me?
Oh, do I execute on it? Because I thought you'd fight me on it sometimes.
I do. I mean, it's true, but you seem to win those arguments, and I don't know why.
Okay, wait. You just said, number one, I get to execute on it, and number two, that I win those arguments? Joshua, you're off your game today, man.
What? No, but it's true. Somehow you always steal the OTT budgets.
I like it, you know? I just like it.
Well, we'll talk about how we execute on it differently.
Yeah, we will.
But
totally.
My way's better.
There you go. We're back. No, but seriously, 87% of all U.S. digital viewers today are using OTT devices to watch billions of hours of video content every month. And that's according to eMarketer. So high stat. I mean, almost everyone knows what this at least is from the user side. Maybe not what it's called, right? But almost everyone is enjoying this type of media.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think most of us have streamed more over the last year and a half than we've ever streamed before.
That is so true. Post-COVID, streaming is on the rise. Binge watching is on the rise. A lot of people spending a lot of time.
I cannot confirm or deny that's true.
Okay, what are you watching, Josh? What are you binge watching right now?
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Old school.
Yeah, going old school.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. I don't know that I've ever fully watched it.
Same, me either.
Really?
Like, I grew up, I wasn't allowed to watch it growing up.
Oh, really? It was
a
no?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
Can't blame your mom for that.
Oh, I can.
You can.
Mom, if you're listening, I'm watching The Simpsons.
Mom, if you're listening, we love you. Gotta be nice to your mom. Cool. No, but you might have heard OTT called by other names. There are a lot of different names for OTT. Some people call it online television, internet television, streaming television. It's all the same, right? And what about CTV, Josh?
CTV, I've heard that it seems to get bundled with the OTT all the time. It's like OTT slash CTV.
Yep.
And they're not the same thing. Mm. You really shouldn't use them interchangeably. Don't do it. I'm looking right at the mic. Don't do it.
You got intense for a minute.
I did. CTV stands for connected TV, and it's really just talking about the device you're using that OTT is served on.
Got it.
Really.
Cool. So so a lot of people, some people might be using that incorrectly.
Yeah. So if you have a smart TTTV.
TTTTO.
We definitely should keep that in.
Nice.
So if you have a smart TV, you also have a CTV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so why, I mean, I guess because it's so popular, is that why we want to use it?
You bet. Also, we'll get into this, but there are a lot of really cool tracking capabilities with OTT, beyond some of the more traditional types of TV, like broadcast and cable, that a lot of people are familiar with. With OTT, there are just some really cool things we can do. There's usually no minimum spend. You can usually reach a pretty large audience. Like, you're still getting that large audience brand awareness. And you're adapting to the way that consumers are consuming media, right? Like, on their own terms and on, you know, when they want to do it on their own time. You don't have some of the stipulations that other TV has.
Right? Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
I might actually learn something on this episode.
Yeah, maybe. No, but just instead of trying to plug into a specific program or a specific network, you know, on a different TV format, you're just plugging into who your audience is. Like, who exactly are you hitting? And just whatever it is they're consuming, right? Whatever streaming channel they're consuming.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
Cool. So let's talk about providers of OTT and types of OTT. There are a lot of different types, and we've seen it pop up more and more. Like, a lot of my partners just offer it now.
It's Whoa. Really
interesting. So a lot of my radio, my AM/FM radio partners are offering OTT. So I think in an effort to just change with the times, maybe make themselves more relevant, but they offer, I mean, of course they offer streaming radio, and it's kind of extended to also streaming TV in some cases. Isn't that interesting?
Weird.
Yeah, you can be pitched OTT by a lot of different types of partnerships because so many little and big shops are just picking it up, kind of like a side product, right?
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Really interesting.
Did not know that.
I want to talk about just some of the other types, but then we'll get into maybe what might be different across the formats and across the providers. But another, you know, most of your local cable providers will offer streaming, right, which makes sense. And some of their streaming would just cover, like, video on demand, because technically you're kind of, like, watching it. Some of their products just encompass that portion of their cable, right?
Okay, so let's say I wanted to watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
on the FX app.
Yep.
But they're going to serve me ads, but I have to log in through my cable provider.
You got it.
Those ads are being bought through my cable provider.
Yep, you bet. So they're bought through, well, they can be, and other providers may have bought a share, right, of that ad space.
Yeah.
But if you're logging in, they call it like an authenticated viewer, where you have a cable login, like you pay for cable, and so you have to log in through your cable login to view certain channels. So yeah, they consider that OTT as well. It's kind of lumped in there.
That's awesome.
Yep. Pretty cool.
It is cool.
But like we talked about, there are so many other partnerships. Like, some companies will just buy a bank of spots and have different partnerships with direct networks or whatever it is, and then serve you different ads in a bunch of different ways. So,
I have to ask for another definition.
Okay.
What's a spot?
What do you mean, spot?
You said buying a bank of spots. What's a spot?
Ads.
Okay.
Yeah, like a 30-second spot.
Just trying to cut through the
lingo.
I don't understand your world.
What?
It's true.
This is recorded, just so you know.
I know. I don't actually know everything. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yes, we finally got here in the podcast to where Josh admits he doesn't know everything.
What is this, episode this 6? Too soon. Too soon. I take it back.
Yes. Anywho. Well, other formats. There are also the big dogs like Hulu that only offer OTT, streaming TV. Let's talk about Hulu, because it's a cool...
Yeah, let's.
It's a cool new thing. Okay, pros of Hulu. Hulu actually has, I think, the most subscribers of, compared to, like, any streaming platform right now. And I'll be curious to see how this landscape changes in the coming years with some of the new emerging products. But right now, I should say not right now, but as of May 2020, like, the last data Hulu supplied me with, they have 87 million subscribers, which is huge. And what's even really cooler is take a guess, Josh, at how much they've grown in subscriber base from May of 2018 to May of 2020. What percentage in growth have they experienced across those 2 years?
2%.
Oh, gosh. Try again.
Was that low?
So low.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's like astounding, I'll say.
I don't know.
97%.
That's a lot.
Growth. I think they went from, let's see, I think 44 million in May of 2018 to 87 million in May of 2020.
We'd all love our destinations to grow that much.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I, even myself being in traditional media, was shocked to see that. So pretty interesting data.
So what you're saying is they're onto something.
They're onto something. Okay. And OTT is one media channel that has just experienced rapid growth across the board. Like the last few years, we just see it continue to rise. COVID helped it out, and we're going up.
One of the few good things from 2020.
Yeah, well, not a good thing, but that is one thing that came from it.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty dang cool. Also, a lot of Hulu's audience, almost half of Hulu's audience, are cord cutters. So you're not going to hit them any longer on linear TV. So in some cases, there is an overlap. Like, you'll have a viewer who has cable and also has Hulu, you know, and watches both. But we're finding more and more people are cutting the cord entirely. So some people you can only really hit if you want to do TV. You can only hit them through streaming. So that's really interesting, too.
Yeah, that is interesting. Like, personally, I am a cord cutter.
Same.
I don't pay for cable.
Same.
Everything I do is streaming.
Yep.
It's...
We're considered millennials, right? In the age bracket.
Old millennials.
Old millennials. Yeah, we're like on the tail end of it. Like, barely. So that's interesting.
Interesting. You know, I think I was trying to inform myself before we recorded this episode, and mm-hmm. I think I saw a similar stat from Roku that about half of their users, they're more of like a CTV device,
yeah.
But about half of them don't have a cable subscription.
Yeah, interesting. And yeah. I guess you can look at that one of two ways. Like, you could, you know, want to hit that group exclusively, and then you could also want to hit the group that overlaps. You might be hitting them with linear, or you might be hitting some streaming and hitting the group that overlaps on linear. So that's kind of interesting as well, because that other 50% that may have both. So that's interesting. A couple of different approaches there.
Little extra branding.
Yep. Extra branding. Also, this is just one more interesting fact about Hulu, but Hulu and ABC together comprise 40%, 45% of all time spent, like, watching TV via Hulu studies. 45%, almost half between Hulu and ABC alone. It's not interesting.
What?
That's kind of in general across the board, because ABC's broadcast, but yeah. Isn't that crazy? Large percentage there.
Mind blown.
So
that's crazy.
So streaming TV is important. Like, Hulu is a major player. Some cons to Hulu, if we want to get into the nuts and bolts. Hulu is expensive. They have some minimum spends. There are some things you can do to circumvent minimum spends. Like, there are some newer products they offer that they're like, hey, if you have a new offer or you're trying us for the first time, maybe, you know, they'll come down on some of their minimums. And they have some other, like a text product where you can actually, like, kind of text for more info off, like, QR code off the TV. Have some cool products. Yeah, we should do an episode only on Hulu and talk about some of this really cool stuff. But con is, it can just be expensive and maybe not cost efficient for some of our small to medium sized DMOs. They might not want to spend that, right, on Hulu, and there are really great other OTT partnerships that you can get in place that would be more cost effective and might have more tracking capabilities.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool. So one thing with Hulu is, I don't think you can't track as granularly as Josh and I have found on some other partnerships, and you don't receive some of the same reporting data, right? So let's talk about tracking on OTT. With tracking, so a lot of time you'll receive some click data, not a ton, but some. Like, some of the major players, again, like Hulu, sorry, we can't get off this topic. only about 20% of their audience actually watches their ads across laptop, phone, where they can actually click. So you receive some click-through data from OTT, but mm-hmm. it's a small percentage. Like, if you're hoping to run an OTT campaign and be able to, you know, like, receive a ton of actionable data, you probably will be disappointed. Like, OTT, even though it is online, like, we are still expecting to use it as a brand awareness channel. So I don't think you can go into it expecting to receive a ton of click data and paint a huge picture, but you can understand benchmark data and understand, like, if that click data, you know, how it's performing compared to previous campaigns and kind of the industry. So it does provide you with something, right?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's always tough for me as a digital marketer to not have, like, something super tangible to, like, hold on to at the end mm-hmm. of the day and deliver to a client. But I think there are some interesting alternatives that you're going to talk about in a second. But I think there's also real benefit to actual branding.
Yes.
It is. There is. And yeah. Getting in front of eyeballs is really important.
Yeah, we want to drive those leads down to your stuff.
Yeah. Well, and there is like pretty through some of my programmatic partners where I can buy on multiple different OTT ad networks. You can get pretty specific with your targeting. Yes. You can layer in geographies. You can layer in third-party lists like device IDs.
Super cool.
Which is super beneficial, and you can't do that with a cable buy. I mean, you can do regions, but yeah.
And can't we even target down to the address on OTT?
Yes.
Some of our partnerships.
Yeah.
That gets really interesting. So as granular as you want to be on OTT, there's a partner that can do it. targeted as you want to be.
It's very true.
It's really, really cool. And as Josh said, you can capture IP addresses with OTT. Let's talk about that more. Because you can IP target people in the same household that saw your ad with display advertising through most of your OT partnerships can do that. Like they can bundle on display if you want to hit your audience a couple different times and know for a fact that the person who saw your TV ad will also see your digital ad. That is really cool.
That is cool.
Another cool thing you can do with IP addresses across OTT is you can capture them. Some partners can capture the IP address that saw your ad. Again, and they can track that IP address if it crosses into your destination's border. So we can map a geographical area and say, hey, anyone who saw our ad and crosses into this destination is a conversion, right? And they can showcase that data.
That's crazy. So they can basically identify devices that were served the ads and then identify them.
Yep. Traveling
when they
to your
make it to their destination.
Yeah, so we can say this many people, and we've done this with some clients, and it's been awesome. We can say this many people came and that saw your TV ad, and maybe they saw other ads as well, but they definitely saw your TV ad and converted to come like into a visitor that came to your destination, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's not creepy at all.
Yeah, it is closing the gap though in tracking in the tourism industry because that gap has always been there with TV.
That's true. I mean, especially when the destination's not the one actually like getting the reservations
yes,
and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Paints a really powerful picture. It's really, really cool. So while it is brand awareness, there are some aspects of it that you can track down like a digital tactic, which is really cool and exciting.
Yeah, that is cool. Welcome to the modern age, Sasha, where you can actually track individual people.
It's a nice place to be.
And to be clear, we don't know that Julie saw our ad and showed up.
Julie's our producer, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie.
Hey.
But we can see collectively
yes.
how many of those devices showed up.
Yep, you got it.
Yep.
You got it.
So one other thing, because not all providers do that so granularly, another mm-hmm. thing that you and I've talked a lot about mm-hmm. in trying to measure the impact of brand awareness marketing is actually measuring changes in organic and direct traffic before yes. and after spots or campaigns have run on the site.
Yes.
I got that phrasing a little mixed up, but you know what I
mean. Yes, perfect. So brand lift studies. So, I mean, there are a lot of ways you can do brand lift studies, and companies that have more dollars can actually do surveys, you know, and some more technical type of brand lift studies. But if you have Google Analytics, you can also just look at your web traffic and your search keyword search increase, and you can see before, during, and after the campaign how it's trending. And a really good comparison is year over year. So if you did, you know, a lot of the same tactics for 2 years, but 1 year you added TV, you added OTT, that's a good time to look at it and compare to the previous year and see overall, okay, how are we doing like year to date or during this campaign compared to last year, you know, those 3 months, did we see a bump? Did we see an increase? And you should see some increase in brand awareness.
Right. That's a really good point. Make sure you haven't changed anything else drastic. Otherwise, you won't know what drove the change in traffic.
And you can still look at it because we do make some assumptions with traditional media. And my philosophy is some data is better than no data. So even if you have changed a couple things, you can still know that your TV campaign played or contributed to that increase. And it might not have been the sole driver, right? Because there just are things that change. But you'll know at least some that it contributed and maybe how much.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. But yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool what you can do with Google Analytics.
Yeah.
You love getting in there?
I love those numbers. Give me all the numbers.
Nice. Awesome. So,
okay. Yeah.
Now let's tie this back to destinations. Like, except more like specifically how our destination partners could be utilizing OTT.
I was just about to ask you that question.
Read your mind.
Yeah.
Only took to episode 6 to get here. Well, what do you think? What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, we kind of touched on it earlier. I mean, it is all about brand awareness. It's a great way to reach an audience that can be difficult to get to. And when a typical TV buy might seem out of reach, OTT is much more accessible price-wise, with the exception of maybe Hulu at times and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. Yeah. That's where my head's at right now.
Hey, I forgot to mention something earlier that I want to talk about. As you were looking into OTT buys, it is important to ask your OTT provider what kind of partnerships they have with networks and exactly where your ad will be running online. Because some OTT partnerships will run across trusted networks like Fox, NBC. Like, you're hitting a lot of the traditional networks that have been around just through streaming. But some will also run across a lot more diverse, websites and networks online. And so some are just more secure than others, I guess, is what I'm getting at. And you want to be sure you understand where your ad is actually running. So it's just a good question to ask. Hey, how do you, buy your space in this industry to your provider? And then, where can I expect my ad to be seen? Like, what networks, what websites specifically, so that you can kind of be informed.
That's a really good point. I think understanding how they're protecting your brand and the content you're serving around is really important. And then if you are buying programmatically, you should be able to, or your agency or the partner you're working through should be able to tell you exactly how many spots ran on each of those ad channels or networks. And then if you see poor performance or you don't like that you're showing up on one in particular, they should be able to turn it off. And that's a good optimization point, too.
Yep. And some providers will have direct partnerships with networks, and some will be buying like third party space. So it's just really interesting. There's a lot of different ways that providers have partnerships. So it's good to be informed, and it's just good to know and feel comfortable with the response that you get.
For sure.
Yep. But yeah, I think, when we talk about why should a destination be using OTT? When I've been looking at the Salt Lake market as of late, if we're looking at people who index high in an interest to travel, which is everyone that our destinations want to hit, right, in our market, those people, we have data that says that those people watch over 5.5 hours of TV a day. Whoa. So TV is still, it's still relevant. And if you don't feel totally comfortable, hitting the older TV formats, you should definitely be looking at streaming. You should be looking at streaming TV anyways, but it's something to consider and think about, especially with the growth that it has seen. I think it will continue to change the media landscape over the next few years. I don't really see that growth slowing that much moving forward. I think it's kind of the way that things are headed.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of think we've, like with print, I think we've thought that the internet might kill cable TV for a long time now. Mm-hmm. I think it's getting closer. It's taken longer.
It took longer than people thought.
But it's getting closer.
Yeah, but we are seeing a few downshifts in linear, like cable TV. And so, I think it took a lot longer, and we've seen they still do have a presence. I mean, I still do recommend that in situations, right? But it is interesting. I think we are starting to see that little bit skewed towards streaming. Yeah. And cord cutting is
That's cool.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for being with us today. And if you have any questions on OTT, hit us up online. Where can they find us, Josh?
We are now on Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
So shoot
it's amazing.
Shoot us a DM, shoot us a message,
Hit
us up, and happy to answer your questions.
We're working on getting some more guests on the show, so you don't have to keep listening to us and hear from some other people. So if you want to be a guest, DMs would be a great way to do it.
We would love that. We'd love to hear from you if you want to get on.
Cool.
Thanks for being here, everyone. See you next time.